This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load, and we are now speaking with writer and instructor Dean Weingarten. How goes it, sir?
Yeah, it goes as well as can be expected.
Yeah?
You know, the life continues, and we'll continue the fight, and I think we will eventually prevail. So.
Some don't think that.
Well, of course. You know, a lot of people are down right now. We've lost the battle here, and we have what appears to be a not particularly capable president in power. Unfortunately, his advisors are fully capable of doing great damage to the country, and we will see what happens in the next few weeks and months.
When I called you earlier, did I tell you that I had written, and well, I didn't write an article. I wrote a Facebook post that became an article. Did I tell you that?
Yes. You mentioned it, and it sounded like it was pretty well done.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I thought maybe you might look at that. That's okay. I didn't ask you to do it. It only occurred to me after I hung up on you that I didn't ask you to do that. So I would like for you to go look at it later, though. And give me your critique on the writing part of it, if you would be so kind.
Yes, I will do that if you like, and we could maybe discuss it, or I'll send you an email or something.
That'd be cool.
So,
now then, I'll tell you one thing that is bothering me, and I don't know if you've written about this yet or not, but I see a lot of people. They're just ready just to quit. They don't plan on voting again. They don't see the point of it.
Yes, I see it too, and I think it's understandable because everybody gets a little down, a little depressed when you've suffered a defeat, and we have suffered a defeat. But you have to realize that you only lose for certain if you quit, if you stop. And I think this has been a battle, but it's far from being the war. We have a lot of ways we can oppose whatever the new administration throws at us. And in fact, it looks like we're probably going to get constitutional carry in a number of states this year as kind of a backlash against the policies and the type of rhetoric that's coming out of the now current administration.
And that's going to be a bigger problem for some of the stuff they want to do, isn't it?
It will. I mean, we just don't know how far they will be able to push right away. The great fear, of course, is that they're going to try and go the Venezuelan route, which is push as hard and as far as they possibly can before they have another election. There are people that consider themselves moderates in the Democrat Party, and their majorities in the House and the Senate are razor thin. So we have the possibility of stopping the worst stuff from happening, and that's something that needs to be pushed on and worked on. We'll just have to see how this goes, the ball is kind of in their court because they have the advantage of being in charge of the administration. I urge people to not give up.
Well, I mean, everybody thinks that everything that their biggest fears are just simple slam dunks. And if it's one thing I've watched with politics, especially in the Democrat side, the Democrats have got a lot of issues in the House. As a matter of fact, it's actually going to be sort of entertaining for me to watch Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, despite the fact that she has really no legislative capability or savvy about her, still manages to completely disrupt everything she gets involved in, unless she's talking to, you know, certain people that actually will tell her, you know, facts as they are, and then that sort of flusters her. But on the Democratic side, she seems to be quite happy being disruptive. And she wants to primary Schumer.
I think it's wonderful. Go for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, she definitely should go for it and just show how powerful she is and how popular she is. And her Twitter account has swelled way up, and this will show those fuddy-duddy Democrats who don't really understand aren't really down with the revolution,
right,
what really has to happen.
Right. Now I want to ask you a question, because one of the things I've been trying to say this to people for a while, because they're like, nobody saw this steal coming. I kind of think they've been the Democrats on the Democratic side. You know, when in 2016, it was Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders was going to be the guy. He was trouncing Clinton everywhere, and then somewhere along the way, things turned.
Correct.
2020, Bernie Sanders back in the fray. He's got the Bernie Bros. He's very popular. I mean, people show up at his stuff, unlike they do for Biden. And they don't show up for his stuff. They didn't show up for Clinton's stuff. So, you know, the Bernie Bros are out there. They're all, and once again, it turns and goes to I look at Clinton and I look at Biden, and I think of Dole and McCain and Romney.
It's a good comparison.
And, Clinton, it was her turn. This was Biden's turn. Clinton couldn't close that deal. Biden had it stolen for him. But I think they've been practicing stealing elections on Bernie.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think so, too. But, I think among the people on the left, stealing elections is not necessarily seen as bad as long as they're the ones doing the stealing.
Sure.
So
sure.
It's there used to be some people on the left, it's a long time ago, who actually seemed to believe in morals, integrity, truth. There just doesn't seem to be any of them left. Moynihan maybe, or some of the other 1970s Democrats seem to have that sort of cachet. But you might say that Bernie, I mean, at least he admits he's a socialist, you know, so that's something. He certainly had more integrity than Clinton, but it appears that he, you know, was willing to give it up for an extra house or two.
A socialist with real estate. I wonder
nice real estate, lakeside real estate.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like he sold out for just a hut, you know. He got some classy stuff. But I am seeing, like I said, in the States, we still have quite a bit of power.
Yeah.
And with the federal system, I think Republicans, I would think more conservatives really, have control of about 30 state legislatures out of 50, and then we can do things there. And one of the big things we need to do is to make reforms into the electoral process so that theft becomes more difficult. And we have to be very, very careful about who we allow to be elected Secretary of State anymore.
Yeah.
We've seen what damage Secretary of States can do in just a few but very important swing states, like in Michigan or Wisconsin or Arizona. We have a leftist Secretary of State
Let me get you to hang on right there. Hang on for me. We're coming up on the first break. You can find Dean's stuff, and I mean it's well over 1,700 articles there. You can find this at amoland.com. It's one of the top 1,000 websites on the planet. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Live, this is Lock and Load, and we are speaking with Dean Weingarten. Are you by chance going to write an article about the defeatist attitude by chance?
I haven't done it yet. I was thinking about an article kind of along those lines, but you know, I hesitate to talk about future articles because then I kind of incur an obligation. I'd
sure.
rather not promise something that I'm not sure I will do. And for one thing, there's always the possibility there are a lot of talented writers out there, but somebody else will do one and I won't see a need to do it because somebody else did it. But I have thought about it a little bit, so I'll leave it at that.
Here's my problem with this, and see, I was in the military, and in the military is primarily about misery, isn't it? It's primarily about misery because you have to become acclimated to miserable conditions and to this idea that you're going to carry out the mission, no matter what the mission is, no matter how bad the conditions. So to exist in a miserable moment, as bad as it is something that, you know, this is not a new thing for me. But when I'm having conversations with people, they're worried they're going to lose their business. They're worried they're going to be, and listen, that we just, like, gas is cheaper than it's ever been. That's going away. We're going to go back to the way it was. And, you know, under Obama and everything, when you couldn't drill your way to energy independence and those kind of things. And America gets to see. And, you know, it should be, you know, each one of these states, each one of those legislatures should be ensuring that they have a voting process that is above board, transparent, and honest. And that's going to have to happen. It's going to have to begin at home on the local level. So
right.
I'm sort of looking at these people out there, and that's just an example. But I'm looking at some of these people out there, and I've seen a figure out there that in the entire course of the history, only 1% of the population has ever served in the military. And it makes me wonder if this is why I'm hearing what I'm hearing, because it's like, we're done. This country's dead. We're over. You know, it's all over. I mean, I just want to crawl into a hole and die. You know, I'm literally reading that or seeing that or hearing that.
Yes, and, you know, part of our problem, and I've heard a lot of people say this, is that we've lived very well for a very long time with very few demands placed upon us, so that we're not used to adversity very much. And it's a kind of a corollary to what you're saying. Once you realize that you can go through difficult times and get beyond them and prosper, you're more willing to go through difficult times. And we're going to go through some tougher times, but it doesn't mean we have to give up and essentially allow ourselves to be defeated right away. Now, another thing is the other side is not completely stupid. And how many of these, I call them Debbie Downers, you know, oh, things are terrible, we should eat worms and die right now. How many of that is just propaganda from the other side trying to push defeatism on us? I think there's some of that out there.
Well, I don't know. It's sort of beginning to anger me. It's sort of beginning to anger me simply because I don't understand why I have to hear all of this nonsense. Get out and that's the problem, though, isn't it?
Well, it is, and there's part of this is that people make leaps in logic. Well, we had an election stolen from us. We'll never have another honest election again. Well, that's not necessarily true. Looks like we had this stolen, so let's push hard to make sure it doesn't happen again. I can tell you with a fair amount of confidence that elections have been stolen quite regularly in a lot of Democrat-controlled corrupt cities for decades, and they've been allowed to get away with it. Well, maybe this is what we need to start pushing back and saying, we're not going to allow these corrupt Democrat cities to have fixed elections, because the elections are generally regulated at the state level, and it just takes people who have a little bit of guts and courage to go into those Democrat areas and make sure they're not being fixed, not being corrupt. And frankly, they got away with it for so long. I think many of them were surprised when a few conservative poll watchers showed up in areas they hadn't been for there in years.
Yeah.
So that's the type of thing that we can do. We can do this. It doesn't make sense to give up and say all is lost. I was talking to one of my friends the other day and said, hey, I got hot water, I got electricity, I got a warm place to sleep. It doesn't seem to me all is lost. I even can communicate on the internet. You know, nobody's taken my guns yet. I'm still breathing.
So, let me ask you this question. Do you think we'll see a larger Second Amendment sanctuary movement come out of this, given Biden's telegraphing of all the stuff he intends to do?
I've seen some hints of that. I think there's, I could be wrong about the state, but I think there is a bill that looks like it has a good chance of passage in Montana. I believe that constitutional carry, which there are 16 states now, there's an excellent chance for both Montana and Utah to pass it in the next few months. I think we can see Montana within 2 weeks if the bill there seems to be moving very fast. Then there are places like Nebraska that it didn't look, you know, all that certain, but I communicated with a Nebraska senator. They're the only unicameral legislature in the country. They only have one house. They don't have a Senate and a House. They just have a Senate. And the senator that I communicated with said that he thought they had the votes for constitutional carry there. It was just getting through the bureaucratic processes in legislatures, which I have dealt with all too much. And often there is one or two people who can completely gum up the works just by, pigeonholing a bill so that it never gets to the place it needs to be to pass.
Let me get you to hang on right there. We're coming up on the break. And when we get back, let's talk about a grizzly bear story that got published just to break the monotony of all this stuff. Talking to Dean Weingarten. You can find his stuff at amaland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
This is America's day. This is Democracy's Day.
The nation's 46th President Joe Biden opening his inaugural address, Biden noting the challenges of the ongoing coronavirus crisis.
Once in a century virus that silently stalks the country. It's taken as many lives in 1 year as America lost in all
of World War II.
The president also making pleas for unity during these times, although many of Biden's supporters are wanting people who voted for former President Trump to be, in their words, reprogrammed. The Senate is under new management, Vice President Kamala Harris administering the oath of office to three new Democratic senators, putting the Senate in a 50-50 split. The Democratic VP is used to break ties in the Senate, which in essence gives the Democrats control. USA Radio News. A coronavirus forecast is predicting more deaths in the United States. The University of Washington predicting the country is still in an upward trajectory, with its current model projecting more than 566,000 deaths by May 1st. The new, more contagious COVID-19 strain causing havoc across the country, including California, where Charles Chu is a leading researcher on the new strain.
We are concerned about the possibility that these mutations may, one, may make the virus more transmissible, but two, may also have an effect on the vaccines.
Firefighters, rescue teams, and police officers are continuing to go through rubble after an explosion in Spain's capital. The blast happened Wednesday in central Madrid, seriously damaging the upper fourth and fifth floors of a building near a nursing home. The cause of the explosion is still under investigation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And we are speaking with Dean Weingarten. And right now we're going to, just to cleanse our palate, or mine anyway, we're going to talk about a grizzly bear attack out of Montana.
Yes, and this was one that was reported about 8 months ago in April of 2020. And there was no name associated with it and very minimal account. You couldn't really tell much that happened other than a grizzly bear had attacked a man. The man had shot the bear and that he survived the attack and was able to get medical care. And the bear was found essentially mortally wounded the next morning, I think it was the Fish and Wildlife, Montana Fish and Wildlife found it and were able to euthanize it at that point. Now, where this happened is in I'm going to get the pronunciation, Dupuyer, I think it's called, Montana.
Okay.
And it's just out onto the plains a little bit from the mountains on Montana to the, as I recall, the north and a little bit west of the center of the state. And what's happening is that as the grizzly bear population continues to increase, in large part because animal rights types or people who don't really understand animal management have kept getting court findings that don't allow grizzly bears to be managed. They just stop any time that a state tries to get the ability to manage the grizzly bears. And so the population of the grizzly bear just keeps increasing and increasing and increasing. And when that happens, they look for new places to find food because all the best places where they're at are already taken up by existing bears. So you increase the population, they have to expand to other places so they can have food and habitat. And so they're coming down out of the mountains and onto the plains. And there is a creek there, Dupuyer Creek, that comes out of the mountains. And the bears, quite reasonably, follow the creek because there's cover and food and water along the creek. And so Dupuyer ends up having a lot of grizzly bears coming through the area. And it's mostly a farm and ranch area. And these grizzly bears are doing a lot of damage there. They're killing a lot of livestock, and a number of people have been attacked. So Ken Ludeau, he calls himself a semi-retired trucker. He rented a cabin near Dupuyer, and the local residents told him, you know, we've had a lot of problems with grizzly bears around here. If you're going to be out walking about, you ought to have a pistol with you. And he got a Smith & Wesson 629 stainless steel 44 Magnum, a classic, extremely well thought of revolver. And then he bought some very high quality cartridges, 305 grain HSM cartridges. And he also had a can of bear spray with him. And he would walk for exercise from this little cabin that he rented. He called it a finger ridge, and he was about half a mile south of the cabin. And he was walking on this ridge for exercise. And he was coming back toward the cabin, and off to his right, the land sloped down off the ridge a bit toward the Dupuyer Creek drainage, which might mean that there's another little creek going in to the actual Dupuyer Creek. He wasn't absolutely clear about that. But Dupuyer is a small place. There's only 86 residents in the last census. So he, you know, just having a cabin near Dupuyer pretty well tells you where it happened. So he's going along this ridge, and off to his right and downslope a bit is a patch of brush, and there's also a patch of snow near that. And he hears something, and he stops, and he looks around, and he can't see anything, and doesn't notice anything, so he starts up again. And then for some reason, maybe like a sixth sense, he looks back and hears a grizzly bear coming out of that patch of brush and across the snow and upslope toward where he's at. And he has he's got a gloves on, this holstered 629, and he's got a backpacking windbreaker that's over the pistol, and he has a walking stick. And the pistol is a 6-inch barrel, and it's carried in a Uncle Mike's nylon belt holster with a thumb brake. Well, he sees the bear coming, and it's not that far away. It says 50 to 60 feet. So he yells at the bear, and he throws the walking stick at it, and it's still coming up, and he's trying to get at his pistol, but the windbreaker is there and it's interfering with his draw, and he sees that bear is coming really fast. And what happens in a lot of these life and death situation is a phenomenon called tachypsychia, and it's where time seems to just slow down. And what really happens is that the mind is working so fast that everything seems to be going in slow motion because you're thinking very, very fast, but the body is reacting, you know, about the same as it normally can or the fastest it can. It's limited more than your mind. So the bear is coming in at him, and he can't get the pistol out, so he twists and lifts his left leg to protect his groin and his femoral artery. And the bear grabs him by the thigh a few inches above the knee, but it gets him by the big muscles there instead of the bone. And it twists him, and he goes down to the ground. And you can imagine how fast this is happening. I mean, fractions of a second. But to him, it seems like things are kind of going in slow motion. And he said that when the bear bit him, it felt like a vise was closing on his leg. But as it got him down, he managed to get the revolver free from the windbreaker, release the thumb brake on the revolver, and draw the revolver. And he could see the back of the bear, but he couldn't see the head because of the twisting and the angle and all that. So he points the revolver at the back of the bear, you know, generally toward the chest shoulder area from the top, and fires. And he said that did the trick right there, that the effect was almost instantaneous. He must have, that shot hurt the bear so bad it just let go of him, and it started to turn away. And as it turned away from him, he could see its chest, and he shot again, and then it staggered away again. And I'm thinking all this probably happened really fast in just a couple of seconds. And as the bear is moving away and it pauses a little bit, he empties the revolver at it, all six shots. And with magnum loads, you know, the 305 grains, which are, they're hot loads. And so he's got an HKS speed loader. The bear is staggering away. He gets this HKS speed loader out, and it said, he told me that it seemed to take a long time to reload his 629. But when you're in this tachypsychia, everything seems like it takes a long time. And he said that he was not very experienced with it, and that may be one of the reasons. It seemed to take longer.
Hang on right there. Hang on right there. We'll pick it up on the other side when we get back, talking about the bear attack that was survived out of Montana. And, of course, this is not the speciality, but it is one thing that is unique to the stuff that Dean writes anyway. You can find all the stuff that he has written recently, the last 1,700-plus articles or so, by going to amoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Dean Weingarten, he was telling us a story of a tale where a man managed to survive a grisly attack, which that in and of itself is pretty impressive to me. Please continue, sir.
Yeah, so he had he just emptied his pistol, model 629 Smith & Wesson, 6-inch barrel, at this grizzly, and it was staggering away, and he was attempting to reload, and he reloaded with an HKS speed loader, and it seemed to take a while, but it often does when you're under a lot of stress. Time seems to stretch out there. So he finishes reloading the revolver, and the bear is staggered away. He thought it maybe went back to the brush patch, but he wasn't sure. So he evaluated the damage done to his leg, and he was able to walk, and he managed to limp back to his truck. He drove to Conrad, Montana, which has a hospital, and he was taken care of there. And in about 4 months, he says, yeah, he was healed up. And he says this is he was lucky because he didn't have to be air evacuated. And he said there's 9 people that have been attacked by bears that he knows of in the year, in 2020, when I talked to him, which was late in the year. And most of them had much worse effects than he suffered. Now, what's kind of interesting is how well he was able to use his pistol. He had only fired that 629 once before he used it to fend off the attack. And he just fired it once to test it to make sure it worked. And he doesn't consider himself a pistolero. When he was younger, he was 59 years old when the attack happened. When he was younger, he had had a 357 and a 22, but he said that he hadn't practiced extensively with them. And now he's practicing drawing the pistol, and he's considering either a shoulder holster or a chest holster. And he's practicing shooting the pistol more. And he has changed his attitude about bears. He said that previously he generally believed that there should be more bears and more wolves, and he just hadn't really considered how they might affect people where they're expanding who live in areas where they're expanding their territory. And he says now he thinks that, you know, that should be taken into consideration when people are talking about how many more bears and wolves and mountain lions there should be. And in spite of his lack of practice with the pistol, the people who investigated the attack said that he hit the bear 4 times out of 6 shots. That's pretty impressive for somebody who hasn't practiced.
Right.
And one of those shots hit the bear in the eye socket, but it missed the brain. And this is not all that uncommon. I've done an article which uses a polar bear skull, which has been carved up to show where the brain cavity is in a bear skull. And you can shoot a bear right through the eye if it's looking straight at you and miss the brain entirely. The brain is relatively narrow and long in between the eyes and slightly below them and narrow. And in a bear the size that he shot, which was about a 350 to 400 pound adult female, the brain would be about 300, 350 milliliters, maybe an inch and a half across and maybe 4 to 5 inches long at a guess from looking at a lot of bear skulls. So there's not that big of an area to hit for a bear brain, but if you know where it is, you can do a lot better. So I think he's going to practice a bit more, and he's going to continue to carry his 629 when he goes out on his walks. And I've talked to other people. Go ahead.
He's talking about either shoulder rig or chest rig. I'm thinking the chest rig is definitely the way to go with any gun you're going to carry as a self-defense weapon in a bear attack, because most of the time where the problem arises for these individuals is being able to get to the gun, isn't it? That's where the problem comes.
That's one of the problems. There have been a number of cases where people had guns, say, in backpacks, and they couldn't get to them in time. Or if they're on a rig that is on their belt, that the a backpack they have might interfere with the getting at the pistol. And that's one of the problems. If you're carrying a backpack and he is thinking about doing some backpacking trips with a day pack, is that just putting on that backpack and the shoulder straps interfere with a belt holster.
Right.
And they would also interfere with an ordinary shoulder holster. And that's where the chest rig really shines, is that it keeps that pistol in a place where you can get at it easily, even if you have a backpack on. So I think that's where he's trending toward, and he probably will do that. It's a fascinating story, and I've talked to a number of people from the DePuyer area, and they generally talk about how they have a lot of problems with grizzly bears because the bears are kind of funneled into the area by following the DePuyer Creek as it comes down out of the mountains. And there have just been quite a few incidents with livestock being killed and people being attacked. And then if we have a few minutes, I could mention the mountain lion.
You have three.
Three minutes. I don't know if I have enough time. But we can save the mountain lion story for later. What I am seeing, though, and maybe you can tell me if you're seeing the same thing, is that some firearms prices are starting to come down a little bit. It seems like the big run on firearms is slowing because people can't get ammunition.
And
it seems like the ammunition is the choke point now.
Yeah, ammunition is a choke point. The problem I've been seeing with guns, and it sort of irritates me, so I've quit doing it, is that when you're trying to trade a gun. They want to give you the pre-rush trade-in allowance, right? And then they go out and they take a regular Glock and, you know, if it has, you know, whatever it has on it, if it has an FDE paint job on it, well, that's a $1,000 gun.
Yeah.
Some are doing that, some are not. I mean, the last four guns I bought have all been at retail.
Everybody wants to make a profit, and there's enough demand out there. If you've got a gun to trade, and it depends what state you're in. Most states, it's perfectly legal to sell privately. Yeah. You know, put an ad in the paper or on arms list. Is that it? I think most states have arms lists.
Yeah.
It's perfectly legal place to advertise firearms for sale. And, you know, it might be a good time to sell a gun, especially if you have a little ammunition to go with it.
Right.
So I don't know when we are going to get out of this current bubble or whatever you want to call it about ammunition, because the demand is so high. We probably have 8 to 8.5 million new gun owners in the United States just in this last year. And the election of the current administration isn't going to do anything to slow down the demand for people to be arming up. And so I'm hearing that a lot of ammunition makers, you know, manufacturers, certainly wholesalers, have back orders for a whole year's supply of ammunition already.
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
That means that we probably won't come out of this in 2021. It'll probably have to go beyond that.
Yeah, we'll see. We're going to see. I'm hearing that the biggest problem right now is primers.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's having trouble getting primers.
But we've run out of time. Thank you for joining me. We'll talk mountain lions come Friday, I hope. And thank you for joining me this evening.
That'll be a good time to talk the mountain lion story.
Outstanding. Thank you, sir.
It's always a pleasure, Bill.
We'll be back in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.